Life's calamities can be hard to laugh about, but when you survive them, new energy emerges. More than two decades ago, Tim Lin was a college student hanging out with his friends one hot summer day. He dove into a pool and broke his neck, rendering him paralyzed from the shoulders down. Despite his disability and the fact that he's mostly colorblind, Tim became a painter. His large canvases have hung in several galleries around the Bay Area. Reporter Cheryl Bolin brings us the story of Tim Lin.
It's not possible for me to render things perfectly, realistically, and get fine, fine details. And I end up getting a lot of accidents, which are often the best part of the painting. Drips and smears and smudges.
Tim Lin describes himself as an expressionist painter, one who applies abstract expressionism techniques to figurative painting. His style could be described as bold and loose. The son of Bay Area artists, Tim works from his studio in Berkeley. But to be an artist, he must overcome significant physical obstacles.
All the movement I use for painting doesn't come out of my fingers or my wrists. It comes from my shoulders and my biceps and gravity. If I want to draw a line down, I just touch the canvas and let gravity pull my arm down. So I have limited control.
When Tim was 23 years old, his life changed.
On July 10th, 1988... I was in my senior year at Cal Poly down in San Luis Obispo. I was running around and playing sports and climbing mountains and camping and bicycling and swimming and scuba diving and traveling around the world and making love and being independent. The whole world was sort of open to me, and I didn't know if I was going to get married and have a family or travel or get a job, but I kind of wanted to do everything. I was renting a home with some roommates, and we had a swimming pool in our backyard. It was a hot day in the summer, and dove into the pool, hit the bottom of the pool with my head and broke my neck and became paralyzed from the shoulders down.
After Tim's accident and rehabilitation, noted painter and family friend Joan Brown encouraged him to make art. He began to paint with her in her studio. After a couple of years, Tim applied to the MFA program at the University of California, Berkeley, where his mentor taught. UC Berkeley was known throughout the country for its disabled students program that provided broad accessibility services. Brown died before Tim started his graduate studies in 1993, but she remains an important influence.
She was so passionate about art, believes so much in its value and its importance in your personal life and history and culture and spirituality.
At Berkeley, Tim developed the tools that helped him become an artist.
So this is my splint. It's all made out of aluminum. That's the ratchet splint. There's a little catch and release there that closes that guy on my fingers, and there's a little button here I have to catch with my mouth, and then a Velcro strap on the back. So those two straps, and then that comes down around these two, my index finger and my middle finger. So I have to use my mouth a lot. So my mouth is, at the end of the day, is always covered with paint. Cadmium orange, which can't be too healthy for you. Spit out some paint, some dust. Now you can kind of see how that mechanically opens and closes those fingers. My fingers, wrists are all solid, one solid element now. So everything comes from my shoulders, gravity, biceps. Joan started me out in acrylic paints. They're the least toxic, just because there's no solvents. Fast drying, easy cleanup. Largest painting, I think, is 7x9, which is pushing it for my stretch. As far as I can move my arms from top to bottom. And it requires a bunch more help because I have to constantly turn the canvas to paint the bottom or the top or the side. Makes me a little bit more dependent on help. The more dependent I get, the less fun it is. So the larger the painting is, the more disabled I feel sometimes. But that's not always true either, because painting large is really, it's painting life size, where it gives you the ability to paint life size and big brush strokes and lots of paint. And that's a really, really fun thing. I started a series of tigers, and it started out intrigued by stripes and how stripes can define a shape. It came after hundreds of paintings of firemen where their uniforms have stripes and how that simple stripe can create a physical shape. I tried painting them small and large, and they wanted to be large. They wanted to be life size. They're huge creatures. It felt good to feel their whole form and the stripes and the colors. And it almost felt like cheating because they almost painted themselves. Nature has come up with such a beautiful pattern and color and composition just all by itself. Almost didn't have to add anything. I almost had to leave some stuff out. In fact, most of the paintings are half unfinished, abstracted, because they would have been too perfect.
Whether at rest or in motion, Tim's tigers nearly pulse with life. Muscles bunch and stretch under deep black stripes and brilliant orange fur. Tim's characteristic drips add energy, as though these animals could spring from their canvas in an instant.
I guess I find that with most imagery that I paint is less is more. It's that strange, magical thing that your imagination does. Why reading a book can be much better than the movie. Why people look better in a bathing suit than they do look naked. The imagery becomes more alive, more real than being totally realistically portrayed. And I find almost in all my paintings, there's some parts of the canvas that need to be free, need to be open, and less defined, left to your imagination. I'm not always in the mood to paint. My life is pretty stressful and struggling with depression and my attendance and my physical health, so it's not easy and fun always. Then why do it? I love that painting is a stick with some hair on it, some black paint and a piece of canvas. I love the simplicity, I love the directness, I love the physical humanness, the touching, the feeling, the canvas, the slippery paint. I love translating things through your eyes and your brains and out your arm, out the stick with some hair tied on it. I love that connection.